come home, all blessings flow. Give honor to our pastor, assistant pastor, Minister Paulette. Give an honor to the elders, ministers, deacons. Give an honor to my wife. Give an honor to all the saints of God and prisoners. I say praise the Lord. It's hot. Yes. Amen? Amen? And we're creatures of habit. When it's cold, it's cold. Amen? Yes. When it's hot, right? Yes. And we complain all the time. Come on, I said we. Yes. Amen. So it's hot.
It's hot.
I've been sweating all week. I mean, take a nice cold shower. Not hot, but a cold shower. Come out the shower sweating. Can't stay dry. Drinking so much water, feel like a fish. But it's hot. Amen? Amen. But we just thank God. We were in church on Friday evening down in Hudson. And that church must have been 100 some degrees. You could have baked some food in there. Them Jamaicans love their heat. It was hot. But we had a good time. God bless. Amen. Something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. You know, this ministry that we're involved in is so special. Amen. The man of God that he's placed over us, so special. I told you before, when my wife and I first started coming and I was praying, God showed me that he put this man here. And because we have some history here, him and I. And God showed me that I'm calling you and your wife to come over here to be help. To be a help. That's what we all are. Amen? We're here to help one another. We're here to help him. We have to be like her and Aaron and lift his arms up. Amen? As you know in the Old Testament, when Moses' arms were down, the battle was being lost. But when her and Aaron lifted his arms up, the battle was being victorious. And we have to lift up our pastor. And matter of fact, Friday night and last Saturday, I heard two different messages about pastors. So God's just confirming his word. Last Saturday, Elder Camp was preaching about shepherds and the sheep over at Pastor Gilmore's. Friday night, the minister was talking about the shepherd. So God's just confirming his word. Amen. And to be a part of this ministry, God showed me when my wife and I first started coming here that he ordained this ministry. Amen. And he's doing a quick work.
Amen.
It may seem slow to you, but time to God is nothing. Amen?
Amen.
A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as 1 day. Time means nothing to God.
Amen.
And why is that? It's because God is eternal. God lives outside of the realm of time. God created time. God is not subject to time. So time is nothing to God. Amen? For you and I, it seems like a long time. But the days are being short, the Bible says. That's why every time you and I turn around, my, it's almost this time and almost that time. And the anniversary is right around the corner, our 8th year. Amen. Seems like just yesterday we was in St. John's. So God is moving. And he's thriving. And he wants to use us to his glory, honor, and praise. Can I get a witness? He wants to use, did you hear me? He wants to use us to his glory, to his honor, and to his praise. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to hold you long because we have a singing engagement, the praise team, and Prospect Park, right? Prospect. So I'm going to give you what God has given me. And what he's given me, I have to apply to myself first of all. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm excited.
Glory to God.
And if you can't get excited, can we all stand, please, for the reading of the word? If you can't get excited, something is wrong with your relationship with God. I just have to say this because because this is so important. And I want you to listen to me. I'm not fussing, I'm not angry, but I want to encourage you. The bulletins that we have, that you get every Sunday, we need to take heed to these bulletins. We need to take them more seriously. Elder Camp and Elder Tinsley put their heart into it. They're led by the Spirit of God. And though you may not read your Bible like you should, if you take these bulletins and read them, there's enough spiritual encouragement in there to carry you on. Amen? I shouldn't find them on the floor and in the pews. I shouldn't find them in the trash basket. We need to take them more seriously and stop taking God for granted.
Yes,
come on, somebody.
Amen.
You read the bulletin by itself. There's so much encouragement in it. There's scriptures in there for you to look up. There's encouragement in there from the various ministers that speak here. We're blessed. We're blessed to have men and women that are qualified to bring forth the word of God. So this one man, and be more serious and more careful and more respectful about the book. Take them home with you and read them. Study them. Go over them. I pass them out. I put them on the bulletin boards. I go to the library where they have all that other literature, and I put them there. Why? Because somebody can see it and get saved. That's like a little Bible. Amen. Inspiration in those bulletins. The little cartoons are telling a story. There's no time for fun and games. It's time to be serious with God. Amen?
Amen.
Let me hurry up for your time stand. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse number 13. And those that don't have a Bible, it is on the what? It's on the screen. If you haven't, say amen. Matthew 24:13. But he that what? Let's read it together. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
Praise God. Let us turn to Acts 20th chapter. Jesus said in the 24th verse, 24th chapter of Matthew, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. All right, Acts chapter number 20, verse 22. We're going to go there first. Now this is the Apostle Paul. They're in Ephesus, and they're trying to persuade him not to go to Jerusalem because there's bonds and afflictions awaiting him there. If you stay saved, there's going to be bonds and afflictions awaiting you and I. Didn't get too many amens on that. It's going to happen. Verse 22. Let's read this together. We're going to read from 22 to 24. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying, bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and that the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, because it's your word that's going to keep us. Lord God, we pray that you speak this afternoon. Give us a word from heaven, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay. Lord God, that I can and we can apply this word to our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. Now, Lord God, take full control. control. Let some soul cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? We won't fail to give thy holy name the honor, the praise, and the glory. Let us all say in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
You may be seated. You may be seated. I want to draw your attention to the 24th verse. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And I just want to take for a little thought, stay the course. Stay the course. Can you repeat that with me? Stay the course. You heard Paul said that I might finish my course with joy. Hallelujah. Stay the course. That's the subject for the message of this afternoon. That applies to me. That applies to you, that applies to everybody in the body of Christ. Stay the course. Hallelujah. I have several scriptures that we're going to read. We want to go to 1 Corinthians 9 chapter. 1 Corinthians 9 chapter. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9 chapter, starting with verse 24. Stay the course. If you have it, say amen. 1 Corinthians 9 chapter, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the what? Prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a what? Corruptible crown. But we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my what? Body. And bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stay the course. This walk of God that we're in is like a race that we're running. Amen. Those of you that have played high school sports or are still in school and you're involved in sports, you know what sports are included of. You have to train, you have to discipline yourself. Amen? You have to be temperate. You can't let the body do what it wants to do, because then you won't be able to perform in the sport that you're involved in. Amen? Now, I don't know how many of you saw the movie Creed. Did anybody see that movie in here? I saw that movie. And the thing about the movie that I was interested in, and out of the whole movie, this is the only thing I got out of. Creed was in the gym with Sylvester Stallone, and he was supposed to be training him. And Sylvester Stallone told him something that was so profound. And it relates to the spiritual, because the natural relates to the spiritual. This is what Paul was saying to the Corinthians in this ninth chapter. Sylvester Stallone told Creed, he said, you see that person in the mirror? Because he was standing in front of a mirror. He said, do you see that person in the mirror? He said, that's your biggest enemy right there. When he said that, I said, that's deep. That's profound. What was he talking about? What did he mean? When he said, you see that person in the mirror? He said, that's your biggest enemy. He said, that's your biggest opponent right there. And it clicked. And when he said that, I almost started jumping up and down. He said, you see that reflection? You see that person in the mirror? He said, that's your biggest opponent. In the natural, athletes have to discipline themselves. They can't stay up late all night. They can't be running here and there. They can't be dipping and dabbing. They can't be smoking and drinking and fornicating and doing all kind of foolishness. Or they won't be able to perform. You have to discipline yourself. This is what Paul is saying. Temperate. You and I, there's such a blessing when we humble ourselves to God. There's such a blessing when we're obedient to God. There's such a blessing when we obey the man and woman of God. When we, and it will cause us to stay the course. Listen to this. I gleaned this from David Jeremiah. I sent away for a book, and he sent me his book. It was a free book. Agents of Babylon is very good. And now he's sending me all kind of literature and wants me to pay $60 and stuff for different books. But I ain't paying no $60. I got that free book and that's enough. But he sent me this recently because he's teaching a series on Stay the Course. And he's got all kind of tapes. He's got this book, this big old thick book. I don't need that book. I got 66 of them. Amen? Amen. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. He sent me this bookmark, and it's entitled Stay the Course. And he's got different things on here. Now listen to this. Stay centered in Christ when the world distracts you. Woo! Stay centered in Christ when the world distracts you. How is the world going to distract me? It's going to appeal to the works of the flesh. It's going to try to draw me spiritually downstream. But we have to stay the course, amen? The next one, stay confident in the word when truth evades you. Stay compassionate towards others when hate surrounds you. Woo! Stay passionate towards others when hate surrounding us now, isn't it? We have to stay compassionate. Stay connected to the church when people disappoint you. Watch out now. I'm going to throw a curve at you. Some of the people that will disappoint you are in the church. Woo! It's the truth. Hallelujah. Who's the author of the church? Talk to me, Bible scholars. Who's the author of the church? Jesus. Stay connected to the church. He's the head, amen? He's the cornerstone, amen? He's the chief cornerstone, amen? Stay connected to him. Stay committed to the faith when doubt overwhelms you. Doubt is going to come. But if you're committed to the faith, it won't overwhelm you. Amen? Stay consistent in your walk when life tries you. And life will sure enough try you. Amen? But we can't let it dictate to us. Stay constructive in your relationships when love fails you. Stay constructive in your relationships when love fails you. Stay challenged. Now listen to this. Stay challenged to grow when complacency tempts you. That means don't get complacent and you just want to stay there and don't want to grow any further. You and I were meant to grow spiritually. Amen? As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Amen? We can't allow ourselves to be stagnant spiritually. We must grow. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more until that what? Perfect day. Listen to this. Stay convinced of his coming when hope fails you. Stay convinced. Are you convinced that Jesus is verse 33. You don't have to turn to it. Jesus says, in the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. The Bible talks about overcoming. Amen? Amen. That's staying the course. The Bible talks about enduring. Amen? That's staying the course. Hallelujah. When your friends fail you, because if you get saved, you don't have no more friends. You got brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Stay the course. When doubt approaches you, stay the course. When you don't feel like coming to church, stay the course. When folks don't show you any love, stay the course. Hallelujah. When the enemy tries to fight you in your mind, stay the course. When this flesh tries to tell you when you're down there praying, you need to get up, stay the course. When you're fasting and that flesh wants to break and eat something, stay the course. When you're tired and you've been working and you don't want to come to Bible study, come to Bible study anyway, stay the course. When nobody else encourages you, you encourage somebody, stay the course. When nobody else shows any love, you show love, stay the course. When nobody wants to pay their tithes, you pay your tithes, stay the course. When nobody wants to clean the church, you clean the church, stay the course. Amen. When nobody else wants to pick any paper up on the floor, you pick it up. Stay the course. When nobody else wants to go on, you go on. Stay the course. In these last and evil days that we're living in, you and I have to have a made-up mind that we're going to live for Jesus. Bulldog spiritual tenacity. That's what we have to have. In other words, I'm going on. I'm not looking to the left and I'm not looking to the right. I'm not paying attention to the wind and the waves. My eyes are focused on King Jesus. He's coming. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. So every time we see a catastrophe, I turn the TV on the other morning and this terrorist over driving his truck, just plowing it into people. And then he got out of the truck and had the nerve to start shooting folks. Things are going to get worse before they get better. Because listen to this, the worse things get, the closer the coming of the Lord is. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming for you. And we can't be getting ready. We have to be ready. Only thing worth living for is living for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is everything. St. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You don't really start living until you surrender your life to Christ. Prior to that, you're walking. Amen. But once one surrenders their life to Christ, my wife and I were watching this tape. Yesterday, we were watching this tape about Saul of Tarsus and his conversion. And I got tickled when Ananias came and laid hands on him, and the scales fell from his eyes. And as he said, I can see. I can see. I can see. And I thought about when I got saved. I thought about when I gave my life to Jesus. Spiritually, I was saying the same thing. I can see. I can see what you were doing, Lord. I can see now. The songwriter says, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind. I was once blind, but now I see. When Jesus saved every last one of us, now we can see. We can see. they need to see Christ in you and I. The hope of glory. I think about what Elder Tisdale was telling me about his neighbor and his fiance or wife. She passed away. But God has it so fixed that he was watching Elder Tisdale. Jesus says in the 5th chapter of Matthew, let your light so shine that men may see your good works. And what? And what? Glorify your Father in heaven. You see, it's not so much you and I, but it's the Jesus in you and I. That's what people need to see. It's like a lighthouse. I love lighthouses because of the purpose that they serve. Because the natural relates to the spiritual. Now in the natural, when the lighthouse is shining its light, the ships in distress, they don't see the lighthouse. They see the light coming from the lighthouse. So people need to see Jesus coming from you and I. Hallelujah. They don't need to see you and I. Ministers can come forth. Altar workers can come forth.
Thank you, Lord.
If you don't remember anything else about this message, stay the course. Stay faithful to God. Stay in God. Listen, when you miss a service, you're missing a spiritual meal. Amen? When we go other places and visit other churches and the pastors, I love to go. My wife loves to go too. Because there's something.